President Omar al-Bashir of Sudan could face a war crimes trial of his own someday. 10 days ago, the chief prosecutor for the International Criminal Court called for al-Bashir's indictment and arrest for committing genocide in Darfur. Some Darfur peace advocates feared the move would bring even more violence to the Sudanese region, but so far that hasn't been the case. Instead, the Sudanese president has kicked off an aggressive public relations campaign to bolster his image. The World's Jeb Sharp reports.
President al-Bashir has spent the past 2 days touring Darfur, giving defiant speeches and portraying himself as someone who's brought peace to Darfur, not devastation.
But the enemies of Sudan, the enemies of Islam, and the enemies of Darfur did not like this peace. They were not pleased to see peace achieved in Darfur. They think that through Darfur, it is the one problem by which they can destroy Sudan.
This is a show of defiance to the world that he is still in charge of Darfur, and he's still in charge of Sudan, and there are Darfuris that do support him.
That's Ophira McDoom, the correspondent for Reuters in Khartoum.
This trip was definitely in response to the ICC warrant. It's definitely to show the world. I mean, he even said in his speech that this is a message to the world that we are the people of peace, we want peace, and the only people who are going to achieve peace in Darfur are the Sudanese and the Darfuris.
As if to underscore his peacemaking credentials, al-Bashir announced he would give amnesty to dozens of children arrested by government forces during a rebel attack on Khartoum in May. Suleiman Baldo is Africa director of the International Center for Transitional Justice in New York. He says al-Bashir's tour is part of an aggressive propaganda campaign.
It's really very effective mass mobilization in staging crowds and staging huge rallies. There is a technique to doing that, making available vans and buses and trucks to collect people, combine this with parades and traditional dances and traditional displays of horsemanship.
But the image of national unity is misleading, Baldo says.
It doesn't tell me much about the popularity of the regime, because if you shift the camera to the camps of the internally displaced, you'll find little sympathy or support for a regime that was at the origin of the misery and the forced displacement of 2.5 million people who continue to live in these camps.
Still, Baldo acknowledges the regime's theatrics have been effective at mobilizing domestic and international opinion against the International Criminal Court. Organizations like the African Union and the Arab League have asked the ICC to put any indictment of al-Bashir on hold. The Arab League is pressing Khartoum to hold its own war crimes trials in order to get the ICC off its back. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp.